Jim Elliott and four other missionaries, Nate Saint, Ed McCauley, Peter Fleming, and Roger Udarian, were seeking to reach out to a fierce Ecuadorian tribe known as the Alcas when those same Indians turned on them. The shocking news of the deadly attack spread around the world. But Jim's widow, Elizabeth, surprised many when she and her young daughter, Valerie, lived there with the same tribe for 2 years. On Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliott shares with you the lessons learned through that and many other events in her remarkable journey.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking today with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm rereading little bits and pieces of my mother's book called Let Me Be a Woman that she wrote to me as a wedding present. And my husband and I read on our honeymoon for the first time, and now it's almost 18 years since that time that we read it the first time. And I turned to the chapter called The Soul is Feminine. And you had given me a little note paper that said that quiet contentment is an atmosphere that is diffused by a woman's presence. And I thought we could talk a little bit about what femininity means and how a woman's presence in the home is so necessary for the children to understand what trusting God, quietly waiting before Him, sitting in His presence means. As we sit around our children, or as we sit at the table, or we sit at the on the couch and read to our children, the children are getting a feel for God's presence. It's a woman's or a mother's there-ness that makes them secure. And in your chapter, The Soul is Feminine, you say that Psalm 144 says, "May our daughters be like corner pillars cut for the structure of a palace, give stability, pillars uphold and support." This is a woman's place, and all of us need to know what our place is and to be put in it. The command of God puts us there where we belong. And I think of how when children come into a house or when the husband comes home, he wants to know immediately where his wife is. The children usually say, "Where's Mom?" And if mother's not around, there's a sense of people being at loose ends. They're not sure what they're to be doing next. And mothers give such stability if they're at home. And you've often talked about how your mother was just at home all the time. You expected her to be home when you came home from school. When we teach our children that we can trust and wait upon God, even the boys are learning that the soul is feminine before God. The Bible talks about the bride of Christ being the church, and we are brides of Christ. So all of us, male and female, are feminine in our response to God. We have to receive what He has to give us.
That reminds me of what C.S. Lewis says, that God is so masculine that all creation is feminine,
yes,
by comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as you've just said, both men and women are members of the church, which is the body of Christ, the bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, the soul, whether it's the soul of a man or a woman, is feminine. And
mm-hmm.
creation has
mm-hmm.
always been seen as feminine as well, because
mm-hmm.
it responds to God,
mm-hmm.
who is the creator.
And then in the passages of the scripture that say God holds us, underneath us are the everlasting arms. It's the same kind of hold that we have on our babies when we hold them and make them secure and we comfort them. All of us, men and women, are held in God's arms in that same way. And so the woman's presence in the home gives an atmosphere of security and rest to the children. And there is such a restlessness among children whose mothers are not at home. And so they're always looking for entertainment. They're always looking for something exciting to be doing if their mother's not at home.
Do you have some encouragement for those women who might be listening to us who say, "Well, that sounds wonderful. I wish I could be home all the time. I wish I had the kind of a gentle and quiet spirit that you're talking about. I yell at my children. I can't bring peace into our home. I didn't come from that kind of a home myself. How can I learn this? What can I do?
We are new creatures in Christ, and if you are a Christian, then you can change. And if you cannot be at home all the time with your children because you have to work, God may have something in the future where you're able to stay home. But with the having a gentle and quiet spirit does not come naturally. It has to come from God's Spirit, and it's something that I certainly have not perfected at all. I still yell at my children, and I hate it. As soon as the words come out of my mouth, I realize what I'm doing, and I try to stop. But the gentle and quiet spirit, I think, comes from a minute-by-minute walking in God's presence and trusting that He is right next to me, realizing that He's in control and He's sovereign. This is His home. These are His children. I'm to treat them with dignity and with respect and not to put them down by yelling at them. But you sort of asked two questions there, you know, about the woman that might not be able to stay at home and the woman who says, well, I don't have that in me. You sound like you're sweet and quiet all the time. I'm not. We're all sinners. We're all naturally wanting to take control and to have control and to be in control. And when we're not in control, we feel like yelling and screaming at everybody to make everything, put everything under control. But I would encourage the women who say they have to work right now to start praying that if they have a husband, that the Lord will provide some way and in some day where they will be able to stay at home with their children.
Almost every time we talk about women staying at home, homeschooling, submission to husbands, how to raise your children, I get lots and lots of mail from people, some of whom say, thank you, that helped me so much. Others who say, you're talking about impossibilities. You got to come down to the real world. This is the world that we live in. I'm not like that. That's not my situation. I'm not perfect like your daughter, Valerie. Of course, I write back and try my best in a gracious way to say my daughter Valerie is not perfect, mm-hmm. and I don't mean to be holding you up as the paragon, but what we're talking about on Gateway to Joy every day is God's standard. It's my desire and my prayer and my earnest effort every day to try to help people to love God and to do what He says. And this voice that you're listening to today is the voice of a woman who loves God and is trying to learn to love Him more and to do what He says. Mm-hmm. So in His Word, He has said that the older women are to teach the younger women to stay home. And so frequently I talk about younger women staying home. And I'm so thankful that you do have a husband who has made it possible for you to stay home. Mm-hmm. But very many women don't have that privilege. I applaud and echo what you said, Val, that you can always be praying that God might have a different answer. Mm-hmm. He just might mm-hmm. have a different answer. And I've had so many wonderful letters from women telling me the ways in which the Lord has enabled them to stay home when they thought it was absolutely impossible.
And don't you think that part of the essence of femininity is hope in God, hope that things can change? One of the things that I do in my home, I've just started doing this, is on Monday mornings, it's the beginning of a new week, I want my children to remember that we are new creatures in Christ and we can always make fresh starts. We can always begin again because the Holy Spirit enables us to start over. And so I set the table differently on Monday mornings and we make it more fancy or more formal to help them to see that it's a new week and we are new creatures. And so to those who say, well, I'm not like that, I can't possibly do that, go back to what the Bible says, that we are new creatures in Christ. All things have become new. Christ can change our situations. He may not change our situations, but He can certainly change our attitude, the way we treat our husbands and our children. He gives us hope. I mean, I started out by saying, isn't hope part of this, the soul being feminine before God? That we hope that And God is a God of encouragement. He is not there to discourage us and tell you, you can't ever change. It's always going to be terrible. He's there to help us to see that there's a brighter life and a brighter tomorrow with His help, with His strength.
Femininity means response, I think. And in that sense, the man whose soul is feminine responds to God. We've said earlier that every man and every woman is a member of the Bride of Christ. And so as responders to God, that's what we're talking about, femininity. Let's not get too confused, because I'm sure there might be some men listening to us and saying, well, what about masculinity? Mm-hmm. We have lots to say about that, too. I love this that I read this just this morning in a little devotional book that I have. God knows us through and through. Not the most secret thought, which we most hide from ourselves, is hidden from Him. As then we come to know ourselves through and through, we come to see ourselves more as God sees us. And then we catch some little glimpse of His designs with us, how each ordering of His providence, each check to our desires, each failure of our hopes is just fitted for us and for something in our own spiritual state which others know not of, and which till then we knew not. Again, we're talking about trust, trusting God, believing that He means exactly what He says, and that He will take care of us and He will help us. All these apparently hopeless situations that some of our listeners may find themselves in, that is the very place in which they can learn, that God is their refuge. They need a refuge. They need a helper. How often I feel, Lord, I need your help. He's promised to be my helper.
And He is.
Can you give us one sentence in closing here?
The Lord is at my right hand. He will uphold me. He will help me to do what is right.
We can hang on to that one, can't we, Belle?
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.